Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The contagious nature of SARS-CoV-2 has been particularly challenging for certain activities, including singing. But some musical gatherings have found unexpected ways to lift voices in song. Dan Graber is the director of traditional music for First Presbyterian Church in Sioux Falls. He's also a farmer, and he joins us now to talk about how his grain bin near Freeman became something of a concert hall. Dan Graber, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori.
So early on in the pandemic, as we were first learning about how this virus has spread, and nobody was really sure because it was a novel coronavirus, early on we were hearing that practicing in a choir was a very dangerous thing to do. How did that sort of ripple down to choir activities in your life?
Well, I also heard the information that was starting to get circulated about choral singing and just the nature of choral singing and how the virus spread. And I read some different studies, and it didn't take me long to realize and make me very sad that, boy, singing in a choir, standing shoulder to shoulder and spitting out consonants and breathing deeply, all of those things that we do in choirs and that you're told to do and encouraged to do, that was not going to be a good idea anymore. So we had to start thinking of new ways to get together. And yeah, it was kind of a sad time, I guess, for all singers to realize that. But
and the impact of that, I've missed, you know, hearing the choir. And full disclosure, Dan is the director of music at the church that I go to, and they have a beautiful choir that I love listening to in worship. But it means something for them, too, probably in a totally different way than it means for me. What have you heard from the members of the choir about what the gap in being able to get together and do that, from rehearsals to being in worship, what has it meant to them, to the singers?
Yeah, choral singing is it's a community event, and there's very close relationships formed from singing, and it brings a lot of joy to people, and it's an activity that a lot of folks in churches and community organizations, symphony chorus, that kind of thing, it's something that they do. It's part of their week-to-week existence. It's fellowship. It's invigorating. At least for me, and this is true for a lot of singers, but singing gives you a lot of energy. It fills your spirit up, whether it's in a form of worship or it's just getting together to sing. It's something that lifts up the human spirit. And boy, when I realized that we weren't going to be getting together as a group of 30 to 40 people and practicing every Wednesday night and sharing our music and worship on Sunday morning, I started thinking, how am I going to be able to still connect with all these people and provide something for them? And it's been a struggle during the pandemic, how to stay connected since we lost a lot of our opportunities to sing.
What are some of the ways that you have found to give a try as we learn new things? What have you tried?
Well, you know, we always want to play it safe, and I've always inquired about people's comfort level. So that's first and foremost, if people are comfortable to come together and sing. And with that in mind, I've been sticking to quartets, quintets, small groups has really kind of been my route here of late, and also doing some outdoor activities. We've had a lot of fun at First Pres the last two Wednesday nights. We've met as a choir and sat outside, socially distanced, and had a hymn sing where people just went around, and we had the Presbyterian hymnal out, and we people got to pick their favorite hymn, and we just had some sharing time and discussion, and you could just tell that was a beneficial activity. People really enjoyed it, and it was good. So small groups, yeah, outdoors, all those things work.
Something for the neighbors, too, who maybe have never been inside as you're in sort of the central part of Sioux Falls. I want to talk about this song that we're going to play for listeners just in this hymn that we're going to play for listeners in just a moment, because this for this, you took folks to a different location. Tell us about the grain bin sessions.
Well, yeah, I also have a men's quartet at First Presbyterian, which is myself, I sing bass, and then Paul Gillespie, Tim Braithwaite, and Jason Dalma. And we've done a lot of singing in the past. We've recorded a number of things, and it's always fun to get together with those guys. And in August, my dad and brother and I, on the farm here, we were cleaning out our big grain bin. And whenever I'm inside the grain bin, you know, we're usually yelling at each other and sweeping it out. And I always think to myself, boy, it's the reverb in here. It's incredible. And the acoustics, it's amazing. Like, we should do some singing in here. And, you know, I don't usually think to invite the choir out to the farm and have everybody crawl into the grain bin. But considering the season that we were in, I decided to ask the quartet if they would like to make the trip out here to Turner County and give it a try. And they were all game. and we recorded three songs inside the grain bin. My wife, Tina, did the recording, and it was a lot of fun. We sounded great. The reverb really helps cover any imperfections if you're a choral musician. So.
You can find, I will put a link up on our website to the Facebook page, but you can go to the First Presbyterian Church Facebook page to see video of this. But what you don't see is, you know, how small that door is and how tall these particular singers are. So tell me exactly how they managed to fit through, I don't know, 4 foot door? How big is that opening?
Yeah, this bin has a weird door. It's one that we took apart and moved in from on Highway 81 by Freeman. But I told the guys, you know, I gave them the caveat that here's the deal. The acoustics and the sound is going to be fantastic, but it's going to be really hot inside the grain bin, number one. It's a big metal structure, so it's sharp and all that. And then I told them about the door, and this door is not for the faint of heart. You kind of have to contort yourself a bit, but I didn't have to push anybody through the door. They all made it in on their own accord, and we got everybody in and laid down some nice tracks.
And they all made it out, which is maybe more important.
They all made it out. Yeah, it was good.
We're going to play the second song from the Facebook video that we found. It's called Steal Away. Tell us in just about 30 seconds, Dan, what a little bit about this hymn, anything that you can tell about its background or where it's from.
Yeah, Steal Away is a spiritual, and it's a pretty common hymn. It's in a lot of hymn books across different denominations. And it's one that's kind of a slower tune that really, really allowed the acoustics of where we were singing to kind of ring and make us sound good. And it's a meditative song as well, one that this group we've done multiple times. We have a lot of music that we can whip up quickly. So that was kind of. That was our middle selection that we did. We did a couple other fast-paced ones, but Steal Away really kind of enhanced the acoustics and made us sound like, you know, there were 50 guys singing instead of 4.
Well, there's 4, and Dan Graber, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Lori.
The singers are Dan Graber, Tim Braithwaite, Paul Gillespie, and Jason Dalma. Here is Steal Away.
Steal away. Steal away.
The men's quartet there comprised of Dan Graber, Paul Gillespie, Tim Braithwaite, and Jason Dauma. They recorded that inside the grain bin near Freeman at Dan Graber's farm.